Welcome to My Orgasmic Life podcast, a show that where we talk about sex, love, relationships, and kink. And of course, my favorite part, I share with you my very graphic, very juicy, and always entertaining orgasmic life. I'm Gaia Morissette, your hostess, and your holistic sexual wellness specialist, your trauma healer, your BDSM expert, and of course, your pro dominatrix. The show was inspired to inspire you to support your orgasmic living. Remember, always check the content warning before you listen and make sure you're listening where no one else can hear it, because you never, ever know what I'm going to say, because I always come with an explicit graphic content warning. Now, strap in and enjoy the show. Hello, my fabulous, wonderful, spectacular, and hopefully horny audience. Okay, so we are going to, here's my update on lactation, so that, you know, this is a, it's going to be a pretty quick, it's going to be a quick and dirty podcast. All right, so now that, so let's see, so I've had to take a pause from our induced lactation for a couple of reasons. One, after almost three and a half weeks, I found out that the lactation, which is changing the hormones in my body, has activated my migraines. And so I had a migraine for basically 16 days, nonstop. And then, of course, that made for puking all while I'm like, I'm hardcore. Oh, well, I'm suck having, you know, breast pumps and suckling and, you know, my suction cups and I'm, you know, doing it, you know, the first week I did it for a week. And then the second week I did it twice a day for a week. And then the third week I did, you know, three times a week. And then I started four times a week. And then I, you know, as I was dealing with all this horrible migraines, I, you know, went and talked to my naturopath and I went and talked to, you know, my osteopath and, you know, they did all the stuff to, you know, sort it out. But then they also were like, oh, it might be the lactation. All this trying to induce lactation, which creates hormonal changes, which is activating your already, I'm sensitive to having, migraines. I'm sensitive to having complex migraines, actually. So, so I have to take a pause, which is very sad. It's very sad because I was starting to get some colostrum that was consistently coming out of my nipples. It was very exciting. And, you know, I was very much enjoying the process, but my body needs to do some healing and need to do some strengthening of my shoulders and my neck. I need to get into the pool. I need to, you know, work on my core. I need to do some physical toning and like some building of muscles and endurance so that all the pulling on my breasts, which are pulling on my neck, which also not only hormones, but also activates headaches and migraines. So that's step one. Step two is I need to, with my doctor, find a migraine medication, new migraine medication that will actually work for me. But in order to do that, we have to stop puking, and I have to heal my digestion enough so that I can actually handle the things. So it may be a month or 2 months or even maybe 3 months of a break to get my body set up for success. And then we'll start back at it again. All right. But so, you know, again, this is the whole point of this adventure is this is an experiment and what will happen to my body and what will my body do and what my body is capable of. And it may not, and I'm just gonna say this, like it my body may not be able to actually lactate. Not because my body's not able to create it, but because of all of the other things of the changes of my ecosystem that is very sensitive. And if that's the case, we'll give it another good college try. We'll put all the supports in place. We'll get all the strengthening and the endurance and the core work. And, you know, I'm dedicated to, you know, working out every day and going to the pool and doing all the things, as well as trying to, you know, go through the adventure of trying to find the right migraine medication that will work for me. So I'm willing to do all of those pieces. And so after we do all those pieces and try again, if it doesn't work, it's okay. So I'm sad and disappointed, but I'm not going to be a crazy person. Where I'm so attached to the outcome that I get into this frenzy of it has to happen, and you know the things that you know all of us, I'm a control freak in recovery. I don't want to fall off the wagon, basically. And if it's this, you know, if we do this next round and it doesn't work, then it will be the fantasy will change. And the fantasies will change to, you know, the visualizing and believing that I got milk-filled udders and I'll probably maybe rig up a device of some sort that can be attached to my, you know, my attached to my nipples in some capacity so I can squirt things out of my nipples and oh, I'm ingenious. We'll come up with ways to make it so that, you know, that the ultimate, you know, fantasy of being a hoo cow and, you know, squirting things out of my nipples and we'll come up with an ingenious plan. And by the way, that's also, you know, any of my genius, fabulous, brilliant audience, listeners have any brilliant ideas of how to rig up a breast squirting situation, then, you know, reach out to me, because, you know, that's good. And that'll also take off any kind of expectation. So that's the piece is for me to let go of the expectation of the outcome and go on the adventure of the exploration of the adventure, the experiment. I got some new, as I'm, you know, I ordered some new stuff. So the dungeon now has some fun new things that we can explore and play with. So I ordered a whole bunch of different sizes and sets of chastity cages. So normally I would just have my clients purchase their own chastity cage so that it fits for them and things like that. But because I was doing the suckling, I needed chastity cages on hand. So I now have, you know, a beautiful set of different sizes and shapes to fit all the penis owners. So when they come, they can be put into chastity as part of the exploration, if that's what me and my subbies decide that we want to do. Also, something really fun that new that came out of this experience so far was one of my potential volunteers, mouth volunteers, suckling volunteers, had this really like deep fantasy of the whole it being an experiment and being a guinea pig. And so I was like, oh, that's kind of a new, I have, you know, that was kind of a new thought process for me. So I had to go get props. So I went and got, you know, I got a new, you know, mad scientist lab coat. And I got some hospital gowns. So those two props, oh, the fantasies and the role plays and the exploration that are going to possibilities that are going to open up are going to be all sorts of fun. And, you know, and I got my good, serious science glasses, pull my hair back. So everybody who's listening, you can, if you want to see what I'm talking about, because I'm doing all the things, you want to see what I'm talking about, remember the videos will be on FetLife or will be on my loyal fans page. So I can pull my hair back in a bun. I can put a pencil in there, right? With my little lab coat and, think about, and my clipboard with all of the checks and balances and the things that we need to do for the experiment, data collection. So, lots of fun. So it's not just an experiment around my lactation. This opens up all sorts of experiments. That's the mad scientist. So far, that's what I've learned about myself during this process is that there's some, I've gotten some new possibilities, new explorations. What else? Oh, actually, the other thing that's been really interesting is in the process of opening up the possibilities for others to help me with this desire and this fantasy and this experiment, I've really had to drop into another aspect of how do I hold my space and set my parameters and do my vetting process, because I have it very systematically down as a pro dominatrix, and I have my process and the questions I need to ask and all of those things for when I'm, I have my sexual wellness coaching hat on. But to like have strangers come and suck on my boobs it's like a new possibility, a new experience. And so one of the things that I really learned, at first was like, okay, well, what's important to me? And the most important piece for, letting people suck on my boobs was establishing safety and trust and respect and boundaries. And what were those? What were those new? I mean, that's with all of the other things, but what were the new parameters? Because, as a dom, there's a whole process. It's very, very unlikely that you're ever going to see my nipples. Hold on. Gotta sneeze. One more time. Sorry about that. That you're going to see my nipples, never mind getting the luscious luxury of putting them in your mouth. And so this was like a rare possibility and a rare opportunity, but I also needed to set the parameters of like, well, what needs to be there? And so what I was finding is that, people that were new to kink and people that were, new to being submissive, they needed to come and do a starter package with me. We needed to do an intake session and we needed to do our first session in the dungeon, which established protocols and expectations and everybody's on the same page. And that was really important. And not wavering from what I need about parameters and boundaries. Right. Even though I'm adding this other very more intimate experience, we still needed to know and establish. And for people who have had experiences with kink, or I got the feeling while we were talking that they really understood boundaries and parameters and were very clear about what my expectations were and what their expectations were, then the roles and the first steps were different. So I'm very that was very interesting as well. And I look forward to once I'm like, okay, I got all the strength and I got the good migraine meds and, I'm solid and things are solid that, okay, we're going to try again, which again, I'm hoping within probably a couple months, maybe three, I'm hoping by March, if not April, that we start the process. So, keep updated. You're like, I'll keep you updated, all right, on the progress and where I'm at. everybody who, all my audiences that have already reached out and wanted to be a part of the thing, they're on the list, and I'll keep you guys updated when we're going to get started again. And and in the meantime, what I want you to take away from this is that it's not a fail. It's lots of education and lots of awareness. And sometimes it's okay to take a step back from whatever it is that we want. So this is a good like left life lesson. We may be very attached to a goal and a desire, whatever that is in life, in whatever capacity. But that may we may need to, we may attempt it, and it may not work out the way we want to. And that doesn't mean that we failed. It means that we've collected a lot of information and hopefully a lot of new data, and then we can course correct and then do the things that we think will make the outcome that to get to the outcome that we're hoping for, and then we can attempt again. And this piece around risking, taking information, gathering data, changing course, adapting, recalibrating is the key to success in life, in love, relationships, sex, money, business, friendships, all of it. It's like the key. It's when, and it's something that's, it sounds easy, but it's really, it's not a skill that as humans, typically, anyways, in North American culture, that we are really taught to do. We're taught to like have a goal, do everything you can to make that goal happen. But not with this whole idea of, and then you just shove it, push it through, you make it happen, you white knuckle it, you force the issue. Like it's all very much, if we have a goal or desire that we are going to make that reality into happening, we're going to make it happen. And the things that I've found over the years in my life, including this journey in particular, is that you can't make fucking shit, any shit happen. Eventually, you can maybe get to the end that you're hoping for, but was that journey enjoyable? Or was it a lot of sacrifice, a lot of suffering, and a lot of anguish that the end goal, did it really outweigh the journey? And so, what I've found is that the ways that I have really truly created the life that I want to lead is by not about the forcing. Because I'm very good about, like I said, I was like, here's my schedule. I'm on point. I had a searing migraine. I'm puking my little brains out. And I'm still doing all the things to make lactation happen. Why? Because nothing is going to deter me from my goals. Right? So when I say that out loud, that's just insane. It took me 3 weeks to get to that place of like, oh, wait, maybe the suck, all of this lactation stuff is part of my migraine issues. So that's what I want to leave you with. Where in your life are you so attached to the outcome that you won't pivot or take a moment to pause and say, is this working for me? What information can I gather from this? And what can I do differently to get the outcome in a way that is more enjoyable? All right, that's my food for thought. Peace out. All right. As always, you can, all the video stuff, adult content, go to my loyal fans page, Empress Gaia One. You can also find, some of that stuff on my FetLife. You can find the video of our podcasts on FetLife. Then you also have the kink stuff that I do. So I did a whole lactation 101, both educational and very porn. Let's call it what it is. Super hot, using all my machines, having lots of orgasms. Super hot. You can find those things both. You can purchase that on LoyalFans, and you can also become a part of my BDSM membership program, which is an online program where every month you get new content. And it's definitely amazing. There's like, oh my God, so much. And it goes into the 101, the education, the combination of education of that particular kink, as well as kink or fetish, as well as how some of the ways, practical ways in which you would use it in a play scene, with my demo dollies that I have, over the years. And so there's lots and lots and lots of incredible content, not to mention hot, sexy content, on my BDSM membership program. So you may want to go check that out as well. And you can find all of those details in the show notes. Well, the links, all the things. Okay. Till next time, stay curious, stay fluid, and stay adaptable. Collect data, pivot. Collect data and pivot. Do the dance, do the dance. All right. I love you guys. Bye. Well, I hope today's episode inspired you, encouraged you, and of course, made you feel tingly inside. I just want to take a moment to tell you how much I appreciate the time that you spend and how I really deeply appreciate you listening. I do it for you guys, the audience, and I love and adore you guys. So, quick loving reminder, I am not available for naked pictures, getting married, having sex, or having anybody's babies. And when you want to spend more time with me in a professional capacity as your coach, your teacher, your educator, your facilitator, you can reach me at GaiaMorissette.com. That's the gateway to all things Gaia. Now, if you're like, oh, I really wonder what's in the extended version. I also lovingly invite you to follow me on Instagram, which the handle is My Orgasmic Life Podcast, where you can leave feedback and comments. Also, come join me on Facebook at My Orgasmic Life Podcast Facebook group. And I really want to hear from you. I want to know how this show affected you. What did you learn? Was it inspirational? Did you agree? Do you disagree? I want to know, because I'm a little bit of a voyeur, so I want to know how am I affecting you? So please, please. Please come leave some comments. Now, if you're like, but I don't want everybody to know what I'm thinking, which is okay. Sometimes we need privacy and we need to be anonymous. So you would like that option? We have that. Okay, listeners, until next time, may your life be filled with sexy exploration and orgasmic pleasure. Mwah. Bye-bye.